Former Australian Prime Minister Paul Keating has told the British press he has no doubt that Prince Charles believes Australia should be free of the British monarchy and that it should make its own way in the world. But a statement released on behalf of the Prince of Wales says Prince Charles has always maintained it's a matter for Australia to decide, the Australian public to decide. So should Australia become a republic, or are things just fine the way they are? Michael Cooney is the National Director and CEO of the Australian Republican Movement, and Philip Benwell is the Chairman of the Australian Monarchist League. Gentlemen, welcome to both of you.
Good evening.
So Michael, why do you think Paul Keating brought this up now? I mean, is he verballing Prince Charles?
Well, I think he's prompted by the impending arrival of Prince Charles in Australia. And I think that's an event which is going to remind a lot of Australians of just how remote our head of state is from us, and that we have no say in who our next head of state is. And so I do think we're going to have, certainly a few weeks here where it's a very live debate in Australia. We're reminded of this gap in our national constitution, really this sort of hole in our national symbolism where we don't have a head of state who truly represents us and our values.
Philip, what do you make of the comments made by Paul Keating today? Do you believe what he said about Prince Charles wanting Australia to become a republic? Because when you look at the statement from the British royal family that's been issued, well, they don't sort of say it was wrong. They just say he thinks the Australian people should decide.
No, I don't agree with it. The royal family never comments on these matters because it is essentially a political matter. The Prince of Wales had made his comment that it's a matter for the people to decide. He certainly does not support a republic for Australia, but he will accept whatever the people may decide.
Well, to be fair, we don't know what he thinks because he hasn't declared. He said it's up to the people to decide, so you can't be certain, can you?
Well, Paul Keating doesn't know what he thinks, but I can assure you that the Prince of Wales is not pushing for a republic.
Michael, this debate keeps resurfacing, and of course you want it to because you want a republic, so it's, let's be clear, it helps you when it resurfaces. But it doesn't tend to go very far, because one of the points the monarchist movement makes, or the monarchists make, are that it's not front of mind for people. People are not sort of agitating, going crazy for a republic, are they?
No, there's a growing interest in the question. And as the Queen's reign gradually moves to its end and we see more and more preparation for the end of the Queen's reign, there's a greater and greater public consciousness that this issue is one for today for Australia. We see the Commonwealth of Nations is having Chogram in a few weeks' time, and they're evidently going to consider quite explicitly who the next head of the Commonwealth is. So there is a growing awareness of it, but you're right to say that royal news is good news in this sense for Republicans, because it reminds us that, it reminds Australians that there's this, not only an anomaly, but really an institution at the heart of our national public structures, which is based on religious discrimination, based on inherited privilege, based on hereditary selection, and really rejects all the things in Australia that we believe are the best about our country. You know, when Charles gets here next week, he'll be the only person in Australia who's promised a job because of what their mum does. And I think that's a really strong reminder that will be very present to Australians when he comes.
In the 1999 referendum, many people said that they voted against a republic because they didn't like the model being put forward. Now, Philip, what do you think has changed? Is the monarchy genuinely more popular now? Because clearly there were people, I know it went down because of the model, but there was many people who expressed a view that they did believe in a republic.
There are people that say they believed in a republic, but the fact is the majority of people supported the status quo. Whatever their reasons, and it'll be the same when there's a referendum on a republic again. But the fact is, support for the monarchy is also growing, particularly amongst the younger generation.
What's most your evidence that it's growing there?
Most of our members are under the age of 40. We have thousands of young people that support us. I've only stepped in to do this interview because our young people are on holiday or with their families. I'm sort of more of a mentor than an active person. Our active people are mainly young people.
Is that true? Michael, is it the case that young people, I mean, they clearly like the younger royals, don't they? They're really popular. Isn't that part of the problem for you, that the new kind of face of the royal family is gaining a lot of traction?
Oh, no, we've done sample polling, like actual opinion polling, that gives you a measure of public opinion on that question, and 70% of people said that the weddings and the babies of Charles's Charles's children don't make any difference to their view about what Australia's constitution should be. And there's no published opinion polling which suggests that young people support the monarchy. In fact, quite the contrary, support for the monarchy is measured publicly and released data as quite weak. I think that's because, you know, young people know that in Australia you have to work for what you get. And I think it's also because people who've settled in Australia in the last 20 years know that they're being asked by Australia as a settler society to leave behind the prejudices and the elements of tradition that don't fit, you know, the new world, and to form a citizenship bond based on egalitarian and meritocratic values, a reward for work and equality. And I think they look at this institution, which might have spoken to millions of Australians in the past, and they honestly don't think it does speak to us. It doesn't unify us. It doesn't represent us effectively. And we've got problems in Australia that actually need addressing and which the monarchy can't help us fix.
All right, I'm going to have to park the discussion there, but it's one that's going to continue. Thank you to both of you for joining us on RN Drive.
No worries.
Okay.
Philip Benwell is the chairman of the Australian Monarchists League, and Michael Cooney is the national director and CEO of the Australian Republican Movement.